Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yat Vrajamanam Svarucayva Sarvato Lokastrayo Yanu Vibrajantaete Yanavrajan Jantushvi Nanugraha Vrajanti Patrani Charanti Yenisham. This means the self effulgent Vaikuntha planets by whose illumination alone all the illuminating planets within this material world give off reflected light cannot be reached by those who are not merciful to other living entities. All persons who constantly engage in welfare activities for other living entities can reach the Vaikuntha planets.
Samogoshane Vaikuntha planete zahvaljujući čijoj svetlosti sve svetleće planete materijalnog sveta održavaju svetlost, ne mogu dostići oni koji nisu milostivi prema drugim živim bićima. Samo osobe koje su uvijek zakupljene dobrotvornim delatnostima namenjenim dobrobiti drugih živih bića mogu dostići Vaikuntha planete.
So, I thought it is very interesting for us to study this verse this morning because it gives us a process whereby which we can reach the spiritual world.
Razmišljao sam da je jako značajno da da analiziramo ovaj stih ovo jutro zato što on objašnjava proces koji možemo dostići duhovni svet.
The spiritual world is the place where we all have our origins.
Duhovni svet je mjesto gdje svi imamo svoj koren, odakle svi potičemo.
Yes. This is our home.
To je naš dom.
We are never separated from this home.
Nikada nismo odvojeni od tog doma.
Now we are dreaming our material life.
Sada sanjamo materijalni život.
But our position is to be always with Krishna, and what we are doing now is just a nightmare of our existence.
Naša pozicija je da smo uvijek sa Krišnama, ono što činimo sada to je noćna mora, materijalna egzistencija.
When a person falls asleep, he sometimes might have an unpleasant dream.
Kada osoba spava, ponekad može imati neprijatne snove.
Yes. And he might see so many dangerous and unpleasant things happening in that dream.
I može vidjeti mnoge neprijatne opasne stvari koje se dešavaju u tom snu.
When he wakes up, it becomes revealed that, oh, I was dreaming only. How come that I was only dreaming all of this?
I kada se probudi, onda postane jasno, pa ja sam sanio sve to.
So, of course, it is sometimes a little difficult for us to separate us from the dream.
Ponekad je za nas jako teško da se odvojimo od sna.
Because sometimes the dream appears to be pleasant and we want to continue it by all means.
Jer ponekad se čini da je san prijatan i onda mi želimo da ga nastavimo na sve načine.
Yes, this is the unfortunate fact. People in this world are not desirous to wake up.
I to je nesrećna činjenica da ljudi u materijalnom svetu ne žele da se probude.
In most cases, only those want to wake up who realize the dream to be highly unpleasant. That is, those who suffer greatly in material existence.
I u većini slučajeva oni koji žele da se probude su oni koji su jako puno patili, koji su realizovali da je san neprijatan.
Yes. But the majority of people, they would like to continue.
Ali većina ljudi želi da se nastavi.
You will be interested to hear in our scriptures it is stated that only those who experience or who know that material life is miserable, only those souls are qualified for initiation even.
Which I'm interesting to hear that in our scriptures it is stated that only those koji su to realizovali, da je materijalni život patnja, oni postaju kvalifikovani za njih.
Yes. Some who just think that I will engage in spiritual life. It's a nice addition to what I'm doing. They are not really qualified.
I oni koji misle ja ću se angažovati u duhovnom životu i to je dobar dodatak za ono što već činim, oni nisu kvalifikovani.
Only those who realize the material existence to be unpleasant, to want to wake up from it, they are qualified.
I samo oni koji su realizovali da je materijalna egzistencija neprijatna i koji žele da se probude, oni su kvalifikovani.
Yes. So what will those people do? That is explained in this verse.
I šta će ti ljudi učiniti, to je objašnjeno u ovom stihu.
It is described that they will want to be merciful towards other living entities.
I to je objašnjeno da oni žele biti milostivi prema drugim živim bićima.
Yes. That is their quality.
I to je njihova kvalifikacija.
They plan something in order to help the other conditioned souls.
Oni nešto planiraju kako da pomognu drugim uslovnim dušama.
Yes, yeah. Your Prabhupada writes, Arnabu, you could read it again from the second paragraph. A Krishna conscious person, being, is always engaged in planning how to take all of suffering humanity back home, back to Godhead.
Osoba svesna Krišne planira kako da čovečanstvo koje pati odvede kući nazad Bogu.
That's interesting, isn't it, Bhakti Granta? He plans like this.
To je interesantno, Bhakti Granta planira tako.
Like we plan our day, you know, the three different meals.
I kao što mi u toku dana planiramo tri različita obroka.
He, a Krishna conscious person, plans, how can I take others back home?
Osoba svesna Krishna planira kako da odvedem druge nazad kući Bogu.
And this endears him so much to Krishna that Krishna becomes very interested in such a person.
I to je čini to je toliko čini Krishni dragim da Krishna postaje zainteresovan jako za te osobe.
And he helps such a devotee in all respects.
I on pomaže takvim bhaktama na sve moguće načine.
I have in my memory the interesting life story of Dadichi Muni as a good example for such a person.
Memory imam sećanje na Dadichi Munija kao jako dobar primjer takve osobe.
Dadichi was had special empowered bones.
I Dadichi Muni imao specijalno punomoćene kosti.
So time came when the devatas needed to manufacture a weapon against a certain invincible demon, and they knew this weapon could only be made from the bones of Dadichi.
Došlo vreme kada je polubogovima trebalo oružje protiv jako moćnog demona, oni su znali da ono može biti napravljeno samo od kosti u Dadichi.
And they went to him and asked him for his bones.
I oni su došli njemu i upitali su ga za njegove kosti.
Now imagine someone would come to you, Armavu, and says, please, Puni dio bon. How would you feel? Very terrified, isn't it? I can understand. I share your feelings 100%.
Možete zamisliti jasno kada bi neko došao i kada bi te pitao da su mu neophodne tvoje kosti. Mi jako neprijatno.
So Dadichi first reacted like an ordinary person, like all of us.
I Dadichi Muni je najprije reagovao kao svak od nas, kao obična osoba.
No, how can I give up my body?
Ne, kako mogu ostaviti moje telo?
This is the most important thing which I have.
To je najvažnija stvar koju imam.
It is the means of all pleasures.
To je način na koji za svoje zadovoljenje.
You cannot ask me for my body.
Ne možete tražiti od mene moje telo.
But then the demigods pleaded very much, please, the whole assembly of the demigods is dependent on this weapon so that we can kill this very bad demon who just drives us away from the heavenly planets.
Međutim, polubogovi su ga jako molili, ali molim te, tvoje telo nam je potrebno da bismo napravili to oružje, da bismo porazili tog demona koji nas je protjerao sa rajskih planeta. Svi polubogovi zavise od toga.
And finally Dadichi said, yeah, I just wanted to test you.
I onda konačno Dadichi rekao, ma samo sam htio da vas testiram.
I also understand, my life is only utilized if I give it for the benefit of others.
Ja također razumem da moj život ima smisla pravilno potrebljen ukoliko ga iskoristim za dobrobit drugih.
And therefore he gave up the body.
I zbog toga on je napustio telo.
Now I must in this purpose Prabhupada says the movement of Krishna consciousness asks everyone to sacrifice his or her life for the spreading of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of the fallen souls.
In the commentary of tog stiha Sri Prabhupada kaže da ovaj pokret svetlosti Krishne ovom pokretu svetlosti Krishne su potrebne osobe koje će se žrtvovati za širenje pokreta svetlosti Krishne za dobrobit svih palih ukrivenih duša.
Now with this example, this request sounds very almost too much to ask for.
I taj zahtev nam se čini možda malo previše za nas.
Yes, it would also mean we have to just sacrifice our body and then like the Dadichi.
Da li to znači da trebamo žrtvati svoje telo kao Dadichi?
I must explain this example therefore a little bit better so that no misunderstanding comes.
Zato moram objasniti malo bolje taj primjer da ne dođe do nekog nesporazuma, pogrešno razumijem.
No one is asked to just sacrifice his life like this.
Od nikog se ne traži da žrtvuje svoj život na ovaj način.
See, in previous times it was not such a difficult thing to give up the body. It was because people were so totally self-realized. They just felt it was like giving up a dream.
U protekla vremena nije bilo teško za osobe da napuste telo, ljudi su bili potpuno samospoznati i materijalno telo i sve im se činilo kao san.
They knew how to go on, you know.
Znali su kako će nastaviti dalje.
Yeah. I remember once Shivaram Swami told me that he gave a lecture Vrindavan about the yogis who couldn't give up their bodies.
I sećam se jednom mi Shivaram rekao da je dao lekciju u Vrindavanu o tim yogima.
And all the devotees said, well, how is it possible? We don't understand. And he also couldn't tell the process.
I oni su rekli, pa kako je moguće, mi to ne razumemo. I on nije htio da objašnjava taj proces.
So in the crowd there was an old Brijbasi.
I u publici je bio stari Brijbasi.
He said, very, very simple.
vrlo jednostavno.
He sat down. He, all of a sudden they saw a mystical fire coming from his stomacho, and in a few minutes where this bridge was, he said, there was only a pile of ashes.
It
was very easy. He gave a practical demonstration. This means they understand they are not the body. So we won't ask this, because first of all no one understands he is not the body. And second of all, and that's the real reason, it's not the process of bhakti yoga. I think we all understand we are not the body. But we might still be very attached to the body for some reason which is inexplainable. Yeah. So, but our point is here to do beneficial work for others. If you cannot do this change of paradigm where you don't always think of yourself, but where you start to think of something or someone else than yourself, it is not really possible to make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Ukoliko ne dođe do toga da imamo tu viziju da trebamo djelovati za dobrobit drugih, onda ne možemo napredovati u svjesnosti Krišne.
Our movement in the West really is, and the temples are really meant to spread Krishna consciousness for others.
I pokret svjesnosti Krišne na zapadu i templu mi se zaista namijenili za širenje.
I have seen those devotees who understand this somehow are very blissfully situated, and even if they go through difficult phases in their lives, it seems that Krishna always protects them.
I mogu vidjeti da oni bhakte koji su razumeli ovu poentu, oni su uvek jako blaženi i čak i uprkos ponekim poteškoćama izgleda ih Krishna uvek zaštiti.
However, those devotees who are not engaged in welfare activities for others, they find it very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness.
A oni bhakte koji se ne angažuju u tom radu za dobrobit drugih, oni su, za njih je napredak u svjesnosti Krishna dosta težak.
And very often they are worried about how will they find their place in their lives.
I vrlo često su zabrinuti za to kako pronaći odgovarajuće mjesto u životu.
If you can somehow learn this principle of doing, sacrificing your life and for doing good to others, you have actually opened the door back home, back to Godhead for you.
I ukoliko razumemo ovaj princip da se trebamo posvetiti za dobrobit drugih, onda otvaramo vrata za povratak nazad kući Bogu.
But if you cannot understand really this principle, the door might remain closed for many lifetimes.
Ali ukoliko ne shvatimo taj princip, onda ta vrata mogu ostati zatvorena jako puno života.
Yes. Now, often I have thought about this deeply in regards to my life, and the question which arose is what or how actually can we develop compassion?
I često sam razmišljao o tome u svom životu, i pitanje koje se pojavilo, to je kako mi možemo razviti samilost.
Have you thought about samilost in your own lives?
Da li ste razmišljali o samilosti u vašem životu?
It's not so easy to develop this, isn't it?
To nije tako lako razviti, zar ne?
What are your thoughts? I think Bhakti Gyananda, you are a Sankirtan devotee. What are your thoughts on this developing samilost? What is your tiny or your? You must have thought about this a lot.
Bhakti Gyananda, ti si Sankirtan Bhakta, možeš reći koja je tvoja tajna, kako si razmišljao o tome, o razvijenju samilosti?
Don't you sometimes feel that, to go out now to these people who are just so much so different from me, who have such different values and goals in their lives, and then to go to them and try to, you know, connect them with Krishna, I really would like everything else in the world. Give me the place of a dishwasher in the temple. Sometimes this mood comes, isn't it? Yeah, I know this mood also.
Da nisi razmišljao o tome kako da idem do tih ljudi koji imaju tako različite ciljeve od mog cilja, puno je bolje možda da prihvatim položaj perača u templu nego to.
What are your thoughts on the subject?
Šta si razmišljao o to?
Generalno kad se to problem javi, onda zamuci se Šila Prabhupada i knjige, zato što nekako naš sam da je to najveća inspiracija, zato što niko nima tako puno samilosti kao Šila Prabhupada. I onda to utiče na mene i onda opet mogu normalno da radim.
He said that he takes the shelter in that moment of Šila Prabhupada's book because he has so much compassion for the fallen conditioned souls and then he can continue.
Utiče na mene više.
Yeah.
This influence.
Srila Prabhupada's example, in other words.
To je Srila Prabhupada primjer, drugim rečima.
I must tell you, Bhakti Granta, this is also my only shelter in developing compassion.
Moram ti reći, Bhakti Granta, to je moje jedino utočište u razvijenju samina.
How Srila Prabhupada would... I'm reading just now in the Transcendental Diary, Prabhupada was so sick, and the devotees of Europe asked him, please come to France. He was so sick he had to be carried. And Prabhupada just... He had decided actually to fly to India of the healthy climate of Bombay, but still, when the devotees requested him, he just changed all his plans, and it was very difficult for him to travel, but he did. He was 80 years at that time.
I on je već napravio plan da ode u Indiju, u Bombay, jer će mu ta klima jako puno pomoći, ali kada je dobio taj zahtjev, onda je promenio svoj plan da ode tam.
And then because I really Yavolam Srila Prabhupada, I really like him, therefore his example really enters my heart, and I think, I'm such a young man, I must do something which pleases Prabhupada.
I zato što ja volim Srila Prabhupada, onda taj njegov primjer utječe na mene, da ja sam mlad čovjek, ja želim da učim nešto, da ga zadovoljim.
I'm only half as old.
Ja sam samo upola star, koliko je on.
So I just feel driven out that I have to do something. But I always have seen that this works for a certain time.
Ali mogu vidjeti da to funkcioniše neko vreme.
You cannot imitate for long.
Ne možemo imitirati dugo.
You have to understand really what is the mood of such great Vaishnavas.
Mi moramo zaista shvatiti kako je raspoloženje tako velikog Bhakta.
Then only you can continue for long to be milosti, to be merciful.
I onda samo na taj način možemo nastaviti da budemo milostivi.
And that what you have to see, compassion first means you have to understand the other person is suffering.
I samilost znači da moramo razumjeti prvo da druga osoba ona pati.
Now in material life, usually one becomes very happy when another person suffers.
I u materialističkom životu obično osoba postane jako srećna kada drugi pati.
Oh, very good. This Nidkov is suffering.
Oh, jako dobro, ovaj Nidkov pati.
But in spiritual life, it is not nice to see that others suffer.
Ali u duhovnom životu nije lepo videti kada drugi pate.
One becomes disturbed by this. Hare Krishna.
Osoba postane uznemirena kada to vidi.
The person in spiritual life becomes disturbed by the sufferings of others.
Osoba u duhovnom životu postane uznemirena patnjama drugih.
He does not enjoy the suffering of others.
Ne uživa patnje drugih.
Then, after recognizing the suffering of others, he wants to take steps in order to alleviate such suffering.
I nakon što prepozna patnje drugih, on želi učiniti korake koji će poništiti tu patnju.
In Buddhism, they tell you a story about how the Lord becomes satisfied by someone who works for the benefit of others.
I u budizmu priča o tome kako je gospodin jako zadovoljan kada neko deluje za oslobađanje patnje.
There we find a Buddhistic monk who goes to a village and sees a poor dog who has no legs any longer, and a disease which seems to eat away at his body.
I u tom primjeru se govori o tom jednom budičkom monaku koji je video jednog psa koji nije imao noge i tu bolest od koje je bolovao kako mu je polako uništavala telo.
And the dog is very thirsty.
A pas je bio jako žedan.
So then the Buddhistic monk first of all turns his face because the dog looks just so miserable.
I onda u prvom momentu taj budistički monak je okrenuo svoje lice zašto je pas izgledao tako mizerno.
The pus is coming from his wounds. Yellow substance.
Da, taj gnoj je izlazio iz njegovih rana.
But at that moment he remembers the teachings of Buddha to be merciful to others who are suffering, and he overcomes his feelings of disgust and puts the dog on his shoulder and brings him to a spring of water.
I onda u tom momentu se setio učenje Bude o tome kako ćemo biti milostivi prema drugima, i onda je nadišao taj osjećaj odvratnosti i uzeo je psa na leđe i odneo ga do vode.
And at that moment the dog on his shoulders turns into a form of the most merciful Buddha.
I onda u tom momentu taj pas se preobrazio u oblik svemilostivog Bude.
Who then blesses this monk.
Koji onda blagoslovio tog monaka.
You have understood my teachings.
Ti si shvatio moje učenje.
Yes. We find in all cultures such spiritual cultures examples for how the Lord is personally satisfied with someone who shows compassion and mercy to others.
I u svim duhovnim kulturama možemo pronaći primjere kako je gospodin zadovoljan kada osoba brine o patnjima drugih.
With this compassion and mercy, often we find also a very basic human care, taking I should express it clearer. When we hear about this mercy and compassion, very often it refers to a very basic human feeling of I have to take care of others.
I kada kada čujemo o milostivosti i samilosti, onda to u nama budi taj taj osnovni ljudski smisao, trebam brinuti o drugima.
I remember Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, he once went with a few devotees from temple to temple, and they passed a few beggars who were on the way begging for some rupees.
I onda sećam se tog primjera da je Prabhupada duhovni učitelj sa nekim učenicima obilazio, išao od templa do templa, i to su bili ti prosjaci koji su prosili sad nešto rupije.
And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur went past them because as a sannyasi he didn't have money.
I onda kada je Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj prošao po njih, pošto je bio sannyasi, on nije imao novaca.
So his other disciples also passed these beggars who really needed something. You really saw they were really hungry. And
onda onda ti njegovi drugi učenici su isto tako prošli pored tih prosjaka, ako su oni videlo se da im je jako neophodna pomoć, bili su jako gladni.
And but the Siddhanta looked at his disciples and said, "Did you not see the beggars?"
I onda
he turned especially to his household disciples who have money. They had gone already, I believe, a few hundred meters, and he sent a few grihasthas back and told them to give to these beggars.
I oni su otišli već par stotina metara dalje, ali on je poslao svoje učenike i grihaste da se vrate nazad i da daju nešto u tim prosjekama.
I have seen sometimes devotees, they lose this basic feeling of compassion for others.
I ponekad sam, uočio sam da ponekad baš te izgube to, taj bazični osjećaj samilosti prema drugim.
It is based on our paradigm that real help means to help the soul of a person by enlightening him or her in Krishna consciousness.
I to se bazira na našem cilju da je prava pomoć prosvetiti osobu do svjesnosti Krišne, da je i pomoć i duhovnoj duši koja se nalazi u telu.
And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had also taught this. He taught his disciples that to bring one soul back to Krishna is more important than opening an hospital and curing temporarily the misery of the conditioned souls.
I Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj je to poučavao, da je puno bolje da je puno bolje vratiti jednu duhovnu dušu nazad kući Bogu, nego otvoriti hiljade bolnica koje samo privremeno pomažu.
The example is, if you can, if you just give somebody temporary relief, but don't heal his disease completely, the disease will come back.
I primjer je taj da ukoliko telo date samo neku privremenu pomoć, to će mu doneti privremeno olakšanje, ali bolest će se ponovo manifestovati.
By in the same way, just by giving somebody medical relief, as long as he remains in material existence, he will have to see old age, disease, and death. It is, you can't take that away with hospital work.
I ukoliko bolesniku ukažemo tu medicinsku pomoć, ali on će uprkos tome u životu morati da se ponovo vidi slučaj sa tim patnjama rođenje starost bolesti.
For this reason it is therefore said it's more important to give spiritual help than material help.
Iz tog razloga je rečeno da je važnije pružiti duhovnu pomoć nego materijalnu pomoć.
Because by spiritual help you can help the soul return ultimately to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, where there is no longer samsara, the circle of birth and death.
je tom duhovnom pomoći možemo pomoći osobi da se vrati nazad kući Bogu i da uzme utočište od stopova Gospodina, gdje više nema te samsare, patnje i odraženja starosti i bolesti.
However, this does not mean that we turn our backs to the sufferings of physical sufferings and mental sufferings of others.
I ipak to ne znači da ne trebamo, da trebamo prestati da marimo za fizičke i mentalne patnje drugih.
No, as devotees we should want to help people also in this miserable state.
Ne, kao bhakte trebamo želiti da ljudima pomognemo i u tom njihovom mizernom stanju, bednom stanju.
Now this is very difficult to adopt this mood, because usually we are raised in selfishness.
I to je jako teško da dodamo to raspoloženje, taj osjećaj, jer mi smo uobičajeno jako sebični. Odgajani smo sebični.
According to the teachings of selfishness, you will enjoy the most when you get the most.
I prema tom učenju, sebičnom učenju, vi najviše uživate kada dobijete najviše.
For yourself.
Za vas.
Yeah. German, neither even have a verse like this. Jedem das seine und mir das meiste. That means everyone should get his share and I should get the most share.
U Njemačkoj postoji ta poslovica da svako treba dobiti svoj deo, ali ja trebam dobiti najveći deo.
It's a very prominent shloka in Germany.
To je vrlo prominentna shloka u Njemačkoj.
But In Krishna consciousness, we understand selfishness is dangerous.
U svjetlosti Krishna možemo shvatiti da je sebičnost opasna.
By selfishness, a mountain grows in our heart.
I usled sebičnosti planine izrastaju u našem srcu.
Mountain which becomes so big that it is between us and the Lord.
I to su planine koje postaju tako velike i nalaze se između nas i Gospodina.
You can sometimes see when you go over the street of Beograd, people have a mountain on their heart. It presses them down. The mountain of self, or its ego.
I nekada na ulicama, kada izađete na ulicu Beograda, možete vidjeti da ljudi nose planine u svom srcu, planine for ego.
Isn't it? Very difficult to see the soul after under this mountain to recognize.
Jako je teško vidjeti i prepoznati dušu ispod tih planina.
Very difficult to even get to the soul.
Jako je teško čak doći do duše.
They protect the mountains.
Da, planine štite.
Planine štite. So, but by starting small exercises in compassion, you can actually dismantle this strong mountain of false ego.
I ukoliko započnemo sa tim malim vežbama samilosti, onda možemo se osloboditi tog tipanja false ego.
Ahankara can actually be reduced by compassionate work for others.
I ahankara zapravo može da se smanji tom samilosnim djelatnostima za dobro i drugih.
In Krishna consciousness, this compassion manifests in a few practical activities.
I u svjesnosti Krishne ta samilost se manifestuje u nekoliko praktičnih aktivnosti.
Now, one is preaching.
Jedan je propovedan.
The other is to distribute prasadam.
Drugi je deljenje prasadam.
And yet another is to go out and distribute transcendental literature.
Još jedan je ići napolje i deliti transcendental literaturu.
Baba Tarini told me yesterday how she would go in these very, very small Serbian villages in the south of Serbia, where people are totally different, almost from a different planet, it seems. They are so so just so South German, so South Serbian.
Baterina mi je pričala kako je išla po tim malim južnim selima u Srbiji gdje su ljudi poput osoba sa drugih planeta.
Yes, and she said how she was knocking at the door and sometimes, you know, people come out who really look like from another time.
Ja onda rekla kako puca na vrata i izlazili bi ljudi koji su izgledali poput osoba iz drugog vremena.
Very simple.
Vrlo jednostavni.
She thought, it's difficult for her to give them literature about UFOs and science. Because they seem to need more Srila Prabhupada's books. And they seem to be better able to understand this because they really don't think about UFOs and science in their lives.
Da će bolje shvatiti zato što zaista ne razmišljaju o UFO-ima i nauci u njihovom životu.
Practically has no interest for them, this subject.
Praktično nema interesa za...
And no relevance also.
Za to...
So they are... this is compassionate work, to think what do others need.
I to je samilosna rad, da razmišljam o tome šta drugima treba.
Sometimes make a simple exercise in your life.
I nekada možemo činiti tu vežbu samilosti.
Try walking in the shoes of others.
Pokušajmo hodati u cipelama drugih.
For instance, today you look very sad. This devotee. You must have not found enough sleep this this night. I can understand that it must be very difficult to survive a lecture with this. So when we understand the devotee like this, we can think, well, maybe today you should take as extra rest. We should arrange a peaceful room and so on.
I onda kad vidimo tako baštu možemo se potruditi da ima ekstra odmor dana, ekstra sobu.
It helps you very much to think yourself into the role of others.
I to će jako puno pomoći da da mislimo drugim.
Yes, and then you will be able to feel compassion.
I onda na taj način ćemo biti u stanju da osjećamo samilost.
If you judge another according to your standard and paradigm, you will not be able to feel compassion. You have to think in his shoes.
I ukoliko sudimo drugima sa našeg stanovišta, onda nećemo biti u stanju da razmišljamo na taj način.
I heard an example once about a man who went on the New York train subway.
I čuo sam primjer o osobi koja je hodala u njujorškoj železnici.
And he was sitting in front of another man who had three children.
I sjedao naspram druge osobe koja je imao troje djece.
And these children, they're extremely restless.
I djeca su bila ekstremno nestašna.
And they they created a disturbance for the other passengers on the subway.
I onda su prouzrokovala uznemirenost drugih putnika na železnici.
But what disturbed our men even more was that their father, who sat just in front of them, did nothing in order to control or discipline or engage his children.
Ali ono što najviše uznemirilo, to je da njihov otac koji je tu sjedao ništa nije učinio da bi ih smirio ili disciplinovao.
So he said to this man who sat in front of him, listen, do you have no decency in you? Can't you just discipline your children a little bit? Everyone is just, you know, they run all over and scream.
I onda ga je, taj čovjek upitao, pa dobro, da ne možeš ništa učiniti da malo smiriš svoju tetu. Vidiš da svi su jako uznemireni, oni trče svugdje.
So the father, the man who was the father, looked like this.
I taj njihov otak izgleda tamo.
And he raised his head. And all of a sudden seemed to become aware of the situation. Oh yes, I guess I should do something. It's very difficult for the children. Because an hour ago their mother died in the hospital and they were there. They don't know how to handle this.
And
I guess I also don't know how to handle this. But I will take care now. And all of a sudden, this, I don't know how you felt when you heard this story. All of a sudden, this man, who just 30 seconds earlier was very angry at this father and the children, understood and felt very compassionate.
Ali onda izgleda da taj čovjek koji je postavio to pitanje, koji je bio jako uznemiren, on je izgleda da osjetio samilost.
So if you want to develop compassion, you will have to learn to think, to go out of your situation and think in the situation of others.
I onda ukoliko želite da da razvijete samilost na drugim, onda morate izaći iz vaše situacije, razmišljati o drugim.
Otherwise, this feeling of compassion will never come to you.
Inače, taj osjećaj samilosti nikad se neće pojaviti.
You will never be able to actually feel this and have this.
Nikada neće biti u stanju da to osjetimo.
So, I feel all of us should develop compassion.
Ja osjećam da svako od nas treba razviti samilost.
Because we are in a compassionate mood.